When you drink, you lose judgment.
I didn't get behind the wheel.
No, you gave him the ability to get behind the wheel.
Called out after a crash.
Reckless driving. That's what it says.
But excuses.
I had no other way to get home that night, though.
Won't fix a friend's car.
I had to be at work really early in the morning.
The dog ate my homework, and my mother doesn't love me. I'm the middle child. Anything else you want to tell me?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Michelle Zerdillion is suing her former friend, Forrest Maloney, for crashing her car on the way home from her birthday party.
Order. All rise. Case number 85 on the calendar in the matter of Zerdillion versus Maloney. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
He took your car with your permission, crashed the car. You want him to pay for it.
I believe that that's fair.
That's briefly what this case is about.
Very briefly.
And the day he took your car, it was your 30th birthday, according to you. You and your friends were all out celebrating. Mr. Maloney was one of those friends. He wanted to stay a little bit later. He didn't want to stay later. He says that there was no way he could take public transportation home, and he didn't have enough money for a cab, so you said, take my car. He took your car, but he's not a very good driver because he had a DUI a couple of years ago, and since he had a DUI, he was sort of skittish about driving cars, but he took the car anyway because he had no other way to get home. He hit a water puddle, and your car is totaled.
In short, yes.
Police report.
I have a summons from Mr. Maloney to court for the incident, but there was no police report that was issued.
Just as a summons issued by whom?
The police.
But can I see what she has, please?
In Virginia, it's at the discretion of the police officer to write a report.
Don't tell me what the law is in Virginia. Mr. Maloney, what did you plead guilty to?
I didn't plead guilty to anything.
Well, you did go to court, didn't you?
For a reckless driving ticket.
Yes.
That they dismissed.
Well, that's what this says. Reckless driving. And it says pursuant to plea agreement.
They said they dismissed it as long as I went to driving school.
No, they didn't dismiss it. You pled nolo contendere, which means that you had no defense. You were present. And the finding was deferred as long as you attended driving school. That doesn't mean it was dismissed. It was deferred.
That's what they told me. That would be
dismissed. Don't tell me what they told you. That's what this says. Did you go to driving school?
I did go.
Show me.
I didn't bring that with me.
Well, where did you think you were coming today?
Well, I didn't think I would need that for this. Because I didn't think that had anything to do with...
Reckless driving. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Not rain puddle. It says reckless driving.
But I don't see what that has to do with me, with the car at all.
I don't care what you think, actually. It's one thing if you have an accident that's caused by bad weather or caused by another car or caused by something else. But when, according to you, you took her car knowing that you were not a good driver, because that's what you said.
Yeah.
Here. That's what you said here.
I had no other way to get home that night, though.
I don't care. Sleep on the floor in the club.
I had to be at work really early in the morning.
I had to be at work early. The dog ate my homework, and my mother doesn't love me. I'm the middle child. What? Anything else you want to tell me? Anything else you want to tell me?
I didn't want to take the car.
You're not supposed to take a car if you're a bad driver, and then if you're a bad driver, you're not supposed to take it and drive recklessly. That's what this says. That's what you pled guilty to. Reckless driving. Fortunately, he didn't hurt anybody. He only totaled her car. Pictures of the car. Uncross. Good. What was the make, model, and year of your car?
It was a 2001 Ford Taurus.
And why didn't you take him home?
Because I had been drinking. It was my birthday. People were buying me drinks.
And how did you expect to get home?
Well, for me, I can manage to find my own way.
Listen to me. You were drinking. Had you picked him up?
I did pick him up.
Did you pick anyone else up?
I also picked up Mr. Vlogger.
Him. Was he also drinking?
He was drinking.
Drinking?
Yeah, but I also had to work in the morning, so I only had a beer or two all night.
So why didn't you take him home?
Because I didn't feel like driving.
I had not drank anything.
I also picked up Miss Lane that night.
Just a second. Who was supposed to take them home?
She said
they're
she's
not my, they were not my problem. I never made any promises that I was going to take them home.
I'm just asking, you picked them up.
My housemate was also at the bar that we went to, so I was planning on riding with them if I got too drunk to drive.
Uh-huh. Bert, give me the cost of the car. I have a feeling part of this is her fault.
I don't think that that's the case.
I don't care what you think. Go to law school, and you can think all you like.
What kind of Taurus?
It was an EX.
When she picked you up, sir, did she pick you up at your house?
She picked me up at my house, and she had said she was thinking me a ride back a reasonable time.
I never said I was going to give him a ride.
Yeah, she did.
No, she wouldn't have said, I'm going to give you a ride back at a reasonable time. But was there an agreement that you were going to be going home in her car?
No, that didn't happen until the end of the night.
Tell me what happened at the end of the night.
Well, I thought I'd be going home earlier. And then at the end of the night, it was obviously she couldn't drive anywhere. I couldn't take a bus. It's past midnight. Didn't have any cash to take a cab. I asked her how I was going to get home. I thought maybe whoever she was getting a ride with would give me a ride. And she just gave me the keys. I didn't want to take them. I told her I haven't driven in months.
All right. Now, I feel better about it. Go ahead.
$2,075.
That's not the Blue Book value that I have.
Can I see, Bert? What she has?
I also had had a lot of repairs done on the car.
I don't care whether you had a lot of repairs or not.
Make it last for the rest of my life.
This says Kelly Blue Book 3575246.
I mean, I also had to lose work for not having a vehicle.
Should not have taken your car. If it was going to be your birthday and you were going to be drinking and you didn't make arrangements how to get home for the people that you picked up, that would be your problem.
We're all adults here.
Big time, your problem.
The car wasn't in good...
Sit! And you shouldn't have given him the keys to the car, actually.
He was giving her a hard time all night about leaving as soon as we got there.
How am I speaking to you? Shouldn't have given him the keys to the car. What'd you toss him the keys for?
He was badgering me. He wanted to go. I didn't want to go. I was having a good time. It was my birthday. He's a responsible adult most of the time.
Can I say something?
No. You can't.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't think it was my fault, though, Your Honor.
Oh, good. Then I'm just cutting your award in half. Now you know how much I care about what you think. What I'm telling you is, if it's your 30th birthday and you're going to be drinking, don't take your car. Then you don't have a problem.
And later today...
You opened your car door. You weren't looking where you were going. Didn't even look. Open the car door. Didn't even look.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Michelle Zerdillion says former friend Forrest Maloney crashed her car on the way home from her birthday celebration. Forrest claims Michelle willingly gave him the keys.
When you drink, you lose judgment.
I didn't get behind the wheel that car.
No, you gave him the ability to get behind the wheel. And he wasn't a very good driver. He drove the car recklessly. If he was in an accident while driving recklessly and killed somebody, you know who they'd come after? That would be you. You're the car owner. You gave him permission to drive the car. He drove it recklessly. That would be your fault.
I don't think it was my fault, though, Your Honor.
Oh, good. Then I'm just cutting your award in half. Now you know how much I care about what you think. What I'm telling you is, if it's your 30th birthday and you're going to be drinking, don't take your car. Then you don't have a problem. I'm not excusing his driving recklessly. He's got to pay for that. But don't take your car and pick up a bunch of people and then say, here, take the car and go. You don't know whether he's a good driver, bad driver, has a license, doesn't have a license, has a prior DUI, doesn't have a prior DUI. You don't know any of that at all. Judgment for the plaintiff, the amount of $1,500. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Forrest has been a good friend of mine for over a decade. So, you know, as annoyed as I was, I tried to oblige.
He couldn't put all his feelings aside and just, like, have fun.
I don't think I was being selfish because she told me she was giving me a ride.
He was badgering us all to leave because he couldn't afford to stay there and he was bored.
I was not badgering her all night.
We were all out to celebrate Michelle. and he wanted to do what he wanted to do.
She got drunk.
Of course, it was my birthday.
And gave me the keys, which I didn't want to take.
Yes, her car is her responsibility, but also he needs to take responsibility for what he did.
It's cheap. It's too cheap to buy me a new car.
Never drive anybody else's car.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Koska versus Zurati. Step forward.
23-year-old Brittany Koska is suing fellow motorist, 22-year-old Sabrina Zurati, for damage to her car caused by an accident in a university parking lot.
Oh, my goodness. That is a familiar scenario. Okay. P, that would be you. Mm-hmm. It's pulling into a spot, into a parking spot.
Correct.
When were you pulling into the parking spot?
It was on February 14th at 7:45 a.m.
Where were you going?
Cal Poly Pomona.
To school?
Mm-hmm.
And you?
I was school. Same school.
Okay. So you're pulling into the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And?
As I was pulling in, I was halfway into the parking spot when she swung her door open and hit my front bumper on my passenger side. As I got out of the car, she got out of the car and indicated she was sorry she didn't see me. Therefore, I thought she knew she was guilty because that's a guilty comment. So then I asked for her insurance information. She said she didn't find herself at fault and would like to discuss it with her father. She walked away from the scene. I called my parents. They said you need to have a sheriff come to the parking spot so they can decide what to do. As I called the police, I texted her saying I called the cops.
Okay, then she came out.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And she says, Ms. Sarita, you say, go ahead.
So. What her statement is actually incorrect, Your Honor.
No,
my
door
was already
open. I'm listening to your story.
Okay. So my door was actually already ajar. It was partially open.
Show me how ajar with your hands. Look at
so
me.
This is my vehicle. I was about this open in my parking spot still. And she pulled, there's an empty spot next to me. She pulls in obviously in a hurry. And she hits my car. She impacted it. So we get out of the car, and I've never been in such a situation. So I ask, okay, what should we do? She's like, just give me your information.
Okay, I don't care about the information back and forth. So you say that your door was partially ajar. I'd like to see the damage to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any damage to your car?
No, Your Honor. The door's steel, the bumper's plastic, so.
Well, if she were going fast, and what would have happened is, as you indicate,
obviously going
your door
too fast.
Your door would have come off
right.
If she hit your car door.
It's kind of hard to see since the car is black, but it's fine.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions now. If you're pulling into a parking space,
mm-hmm.
and you're being vigilant about what's around you.
Correct.
And you see the defendant's car.
Correct.
Did you see her in the car?
I did see her in the driver's side.
If you saw her in the car, you knew she was getting either in or out, right?
Right.
So you had a 50-50 shot whether she was getting in her car or out of the car.
No, that's incorrect. Because
sure
since
it is.
We're at school.
She couldn't have been going up or down. She had to be going in or out.
Correct.
Or sideways.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Were you covered at the time for liability?
I didn't realize, but it was lapsed.
So the answer is you didn't have insurance.
Correct. It was lapsed.
You think you're going to get in the last word? If you had lapsed insurance, it means you didn't have insurance.
Correct.
Don't say it was lapsed again.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Koska says fellow motorist Sabrina Zurati opened her car door just as she was pulling into a parking space next to her. She is suing for the cost to fix her vehicle.
Now, what you're supposed to do is, when I'm driving and I see a passenger, you know, I'm driving down a traffic lane and I see somebody in a car, I'm saying to myself, are they going to get out of that car? So I'm going to slow down and be really vigilant until I pass them to see what they're doing. That's just common sense. Now, she was almost in that spot.
She actually wasn't, Your Honor.
Sure she was. She had to have been. You didn't say that that's not how the accident happened. You're not saying
not
that
fully
that's not
in. She my door was already open, Your Honor, and she pulled in.
Listen to me.
And she hit my parked car.
No. Yeah, and you keep saying that over and over again. What I'm telling you is that when you got out of the car, you weren't being vigilant enough.
I don't have eyes behind my head.
Just a second. Well, you're supposed to. You're supposed to be able to look out.
She was obviously in a hurry, Your Honor. She was obviously in a hurry because she wouldn't have hit my car. Yeah. She didn't even want to exchange information because she was in such a hurry.
I think that you both weren't being terribly careful. Do you have insurance?
Yes, I do.
Were you covered at the time for liability?
I didn't realize, but, Your Honor, it was lapsed.
So the answer is you didn't have insurance.
Correct. However, it wasn't my fault,
Just the answer is you didn't have insurance.
Correct. It was lapsed.
You think you're going to get in the last word? If you had lapsed insurance, it means you didn't have insurance.
Correct.
Don't say it was lapsed again. You didn't have it. I didn't say you never had it. You didn't have insurance.
Correct.
So her claim against you could really not have been properly scrutinized by your insurance company if she was claiming you were at fault because you didn't have insurance.
Correct.
They said, don't come against us. She has no, we don't know who she is.
Her insurance also told me that they...
You can't tell me what her insurance told you. That's hearsay. Do you have insurance?
Yes.
You have liability insurance.
Yes.
I don't even think she's on the insurance because her name's not on the insurance card.
Name doesn't have to be on the insurance card.
Just want to make sure.
The car has to have insurance.
Correct.
Your car had no insurance. However, I do think that you were partially responsible for this accident. I think that you were probably not vigilant enough and not careful enough. So was she, because she got out of the car. Whether she kicked the car, what kind of car do you have, by the way?
I have a Honda.
When you say my door was partially open, when you usually partially open a door, it's because you're doing something. If you're getting out of a car door,
I was reaching over to get my belongings.
Oh, just a second. Hold on a second. So you were reaching over.
My door was already open.
You were reaching over. No, I don't believe. If she hit your car that way, it would have taken your door off.
It wasn't all the way open. She hit the edge of it.
You're sealing it for yourself. You opened the door partially to let some air in the car. You turned off the car.
It was already off. Then I opened my door.
Oh, it's getting. You don't realize where you're going.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I want you to go step by step with me. You turned your car off.
I reached over to get my belongings. My door was already open.
No. I don't want you to say my door was already open. It didn't open by itself.
Car off. I opened my door.
Slowly.
Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so you turned your car off. I want you to go step by step with me. You turned your car off.
Turned my car off. I took my keys out of the ignition. I reached over to get my belongings. My door was already open.
No. I don't want you to say my door was already open. It didn't open by itself.
I turned my car off. You turned, I opened my door.
You turned the car off.
Correct.
Step by step. You turned the car off.
Right. I set my keys down.
You set your keys down where?
On top of my purse, in my purse.
On top of your purse, which was where?
I opened my door.
On top of your purse, which was where?
On the passenger side.
Where your books were and your pocketbook, right?
Correct.
And then, slowly, you took the key out of the ignition, you put it on top of your purse, you reached over to the side to get your stuff, and...
I opened my door. I set my keys down in my purse, on top of my purse. I opened my door, and then I leaned down to get my books, and that's when she impacted my car.
No, didn't happen that way at all.
Okay.
No way. No way. I actually believe you. She's not telling me the truth. You have an estimate to fix your car?
I do.
That's not what happened.
Either way, she hit a parked car.
No. You opened your car door. You weren't looking where you were going. Got your things, took the keys out of the ignition. I believe that. Bent down to pick up your stuff. Believe that. Didn't even look. Opened the car door. Didn't even look. That's what you did. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $25.65. Thank you. That's all.
That is our excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She had her sunglasses on 7 a.m. in the morning.
Usually when it's sunny, I wear my sunglasses, so I don't know if that really causes somebody to be distracted or not. I could see if I didn't have my sunglasses on, maybe that would distract me.
She obviously was going really fast. She hit my car. Obviously, her car was damaged.
No, I was not. I'm pretty sure if I was, her door would be off.
She was going so fast, she was in a hurry. Of course, she wasn't paying attention, and she hit my parked car.
She came out of the car, she swung her door open, I hit it, and she said she was sorry because she knew it was her fault.
My door didn't come off. She hit the corner of it, so she just impacted her car.
Fortunately, Unfortunately, she didn't have insurance, so it's illegal to drive without insurance, so I won the case.
It's simple that she hit my car, and I can't believe she's fighting it.
Have insurance.